Well, the unrest began in the Paris suburb where the alleged rape occurred and has now extended to other parts of the capital. Scenes of chaos have seen windows smashed, cars torched in several districts. Security forces were confronted by angry crowds and at one point fired warning shots into the air, according to local media. Well, videos have been emerging online showing demonstrators being detained, and at least 24 people have been arrested in the past 24 hours. RT's Charlotte Dubensky has been following the story in the French capital.
Tensions high here in Paris. If you just come over with me here, you may be able to hear some of the shouts that people are saying. They're saying everybody hates the police. And the reason people are here in Paris protesting is against perceived police brutality. These protests follow an incident last Thursday in the northern suburbs of Paris where a 22-year-old black man was allegedly assaulted by police officers. The police officers are now under investigation. They face one charge of rape and three charges of aggravated assault. They deny those charges, but people have come out again in Paris to protest this perceived police brutality. We were in Aulnay-sous-Bois where that incident took place on Tuesday, and we were told that we had to leave the area by groups of youths. We had rocks thrown at us, and we actually saw some journalists being assaulted by the same group who had told us to leave. Now, here in Paris, you might be able to see there is a row of police officers. The riot police are out in force tonight, and what we have seen are crowds being dispersed across these streets, almost being kettled into areas. And if you just look down here, you'll see that the protesters have also been throwing bottles and smashing glass, not just at the riot police, but also at us, the media crews. We have been threatened here tonight. Tensions very high here in Paris. Thousands of people out on the streets to protest against police brutality.